right. So this week,
sorry,
as Hunter pulls up,
hold on, he's good.
Not doing another take. We are discussing, what the fuck's it called? Godzilla X Kong colon the new kingdom?
The new empire.
The new empire.
That's it.
This is basically Fast and Furious with dinosaurs and monkeys, like really big ones. It's a carnival ride. It's exciting if you like action and monsters that laugh, and
happens a few times actually.
Monsters that have like day-to-day problems, and they're like, "Oh man, I have green blood on me. I need to go take a shower." If you like that kind of stuff, you'll be into this. I guess it kind of, I don't know. Do you think it lines up for a sequel? I don't know if we're done. We're going to talk about it today.
Okay. I do have a question for you, though.
Yeah, ask.
That question is why we're here. Mm-hmm. And that is, but is Godzilla X Kong colon the new empire good?
We're going to find out today. Let me tell you.
Yeah, are you
going to find out today.
Are you going to tell us?
Oh, boy, am I going to tell you. You have no idea.
Okay, let's do it.
But is it good podcast? Yeah, 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 yeah. Welcome to the...
I like us in the newsroom. There's like 5, 4... I just did two twice.
You did two twice. You said three.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome,
Zach. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm doing really well. I'm in a good mood today. We got a good one.
Yeah, this should be fun.
Lined up to go in.
Yes. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Yesterday, at the time of recording.
But happy tomorrow, Easter. Depending on what time you listen to it, happy Easter like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. Or 10 years from now.
Or 10 years ago, not from now.
If they're listening.
If they're listening in 10 years, we wouldn't say Happy Easter 10 years from now.
That's true.
Would we?
No. Happy Easter. We would just say Happy Easter.
Because Happy Easter.
We got a good one in today. You ready?
I'm ready.
Like and subscribe. This is, we're doing Godzilla X Kong. Godzilla X Kong, the new empire.
The new empire.
What is hopefully the end of the MonsterVerse.
Oh, man.
Have you watched, do you have Apple TV Plus?
No.
Okay. Well, apparently Monarch is really good.
Okay.
Apparently, I think Monarch is like the highest rated MonsterVerse property. But with like Kurt Russell and his son.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently it's like super good. This movie is a movie that we will find out if it's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, this is yours. I'll defer to you. Who wants to go first? You just walked out of the theater.
I saw this, like it ended 45 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So I said in the intro, it feels like Fast and Furious, just mm-hmm. because it's like, why not? Okay, we're on the moon. Okay, cool. Sure. You know what it felt like to me? What's like that? Multiple points in the movie, it felt like. Like a shitty video game cinematic, where it's just like, there's like, I don't know. There were
like
points,
a cutscene?
Like a cutscene, yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's one scene, well, I can't go into spoilers, but they're like talking about something, they're looking at like hieroglyphics, and I'm like, this looks like shitty Breath of the Wild. Like when they like discover something, they're like, look what it means. And I don't know. And there was another scene where it's
they
like...
They got so much detail from those hieroglyphics too.
A bunch.
So much. So specific detail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, here's what this means. In this culture that we, I don't know. There was a scene where like they were trying to talk with someone and comms were breaking up. And it's like the video, like for some reason there was a video. Just don't do the video if it's going to look like this. Because it's like the video was like the woman was like, I don't know. And it's like, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? It's clear to me that these big budget movies get a bunch of teams working on something. And they have too many people. And they're like, what do I do? And it's like, make a little thing that yep. we can like, the audio is cutting out and they just make a little graphic or something. You know what I mean? And then they throw it in there because they paid $4 million for it. Sorry.
You're fine.
This film, this is the modern blockbuster. You know, it's low. How do I do this without offending?
Offend whoever you want. I don't care.
It's like low.
The more controversy we have, the more viral.
Low thought level. You know, like you don't really have to think. You can just sit there and eat your Reese's Pieces and drink your Coke. Low stakes.
Yep.
Let's destroy the pyramids. You know, like, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? It didn't satisfy my itch when I go to the theater. But this is what a lot of people want to see, is stuff like this. Yep. They'll be like, oh, that was cool. And it's something that 6 months down the road, when they're sitting out on the back porch grilling red meat, they can be like, you remember that movie? What was that movie where they blew up the pyramids? That was a good movie. And they can eat a hot dog.
Yeah. So did you like it?
What do you think?
I'm going to take it as a no.
If you had to guess.
You know, I have to agree with everything you said. I had fun. Like, I just don't know if the fun that I had was like, oh, hell yeah. Or because I was like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, when I saw this, I was alone, but I said out loud multiple times, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
I also said, I had a couple times where I was just like, why not? Alrighty. Yeah. I remember I texted Trey, my brother. Me and him saw Godzilla Minus One together.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, the new Godzilla movie is bonkers.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I meant that as a compliment.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Stuff just happens. And it's funny because this is like more Kong's movie. I feel like Godzilla versus Kong was more Godzilla movie because it had Mechagodzilla and everything. And that felt more like a through line from King of the Monsters.
Yeah.
But actually, I forget that we've seen all the Monsters films because you don't need to see any of them. The only person who carries over is what's his name, Tyree Henry, what's his name,
but he only carries over from like the last movie,
the
right?
Last one, Brian Tyree Henry, Bernie.
So Bernie, but then also the little girl, Gia.
Yes,
she carries Gia, over. Yeah. And the chick with the short hair, she just had longer hair in the last one.
That's true. But okay, so that just goes to show you like I don't remember. But I like was just like, all right, I mean, I tried to care about Kong's story, which we can get into in a minute, and kind of his arc in this. But it's not really an arc. He's kind of already where he is.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he ends the film at the same place, I guess, as a character. He just achieves something.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing really has consequences. They try to have consequences for some things, but then it's just sort of like throwaway lines where it's like, oh, they're pissed about this. And it's like, tell them, what do they want? Do they want Godzilla to come back? And it's like, that isn't an answer. That isn't.
Yeah.
That's just, it's visually entertaining. The third act is just like, huh?
Yeah.
You know, where I was just like, what is. I mean, it's a movie. And I think to your point, it is what.
How's it doing in the box office? I know it's like, is this the first week?
Yeah, just opened, I believe. Let me look, Godzilla. I want to go off on a little tangent.
Because this just has the makings of like, this did $700 million, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
$75 million opening.
Okay.
Exceeds expectations. So far. Yeah, that's opening day.
75 million opening day. Is this the first weekend?
No. Okay, so this weekend. Okay. It did almost 40 million yesterday.
Wow. I did go matinee, but there were maybe 8 people in the theater, and I was in the extreme theater. By the way, full of bugs. Just bugs flying all over the place. It's like they opened the outside door. Maybe they actually had like an emergency or something at some point, and like opened that door and then just didn't close it for a day. And there's just, it's like Bug City in there. They kept flying in front of the screen.
I didn't do the, well, now it's called something else. It's called like, what's it called? Hold on a second. It's not called Extreme.
Yeah, it had a different name, but.
It's called PLF.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. I looked it up earlier, but I didn't.
Sorry, side tangent on tangent. Did you know they're putting an IMAX in there?
In CG?
Yeah, we didn't have any previews for the movie. There was just one long thing about like IMAX coming to Peachtree City in CG.
Oh, that's sick.
It's probably going to be LIMAX. Because think about how big that screen is. They'd have to like do a big thing.
I mean, it's better than Extreme, maybe. I actually didn't see any previews. I walked in as soon as the opening credits started. So, but go on.
I didn't remember that the Extreme Theater didn't have like reclining seats. It's like big, nice seats, but they're not the reclining ones.
Yes, that's the only theater that doesn't. You can buy VIP for everything else.
Which is crazy because it's like their premier experience.
Anyway, I was going to say this is a little bit of a side tangent, and then you can do a movie in a minute.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
But it's so sad because you said this is the modern blockbuster. And it's true to a very, very vast majority of these kind of films and movie going as a whole. I know people who have said explicitly, I don't want to think of the movies. I want to just have fun and escape. And that's fine. It just gets old. But it's depressing to me because we just saw a modern blockbuster epic spectacle.
Yeah.
That had heart and story and in Dune 2.
Right.
Dune Part 2, excuse me. So it doesn't have to be. And I would say this is why I'm not excited for Top Gun 3.
Okay.
Because to me, this is what happens when you just keep going. You just keep going. Hold on, because I liked Godzilla. I liked Kong Skull Island. Kingdom Monsters was fine. They've all been fine since, and this is like, they've all been fine, fine, fine.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, Hunter. Here's what you need to understand, okay?
Tell me. Top Gun has Tom Cruise?
Not just as an actor. So here's what, let me, Bill Belichick.
Okay.
Football coach.
Yeah.
Becomes the coach of the Patriots under one condition. You know, he was the head coach of a team and left for the Patriots because they offered him a sweeter deal because the Patriots offered him
control.
Okay. So he had, and it didn't go well, but all those Tom Brady years, he had full control, roster decisions, drafting, all that, you know, so it was his team. If things weren't going well, which in the end they weren't, it was on him because he was coach and
the GM.
Tom Cruise, for all the films that he does, like requires that creative control. And so Tom Cruise didn't sign on for movies that Warner Brothers is doing. Or is it Warner Brothers that he signed a deal with?
I think so.
He signed a deal with Warner Brothers.
Yes.
Him. Yeah, he signed the deal. So obviously he's going to have a great deal of creative control. And I don't think he's going to make this.
I hope not.
Because he's like he does all his stunts and all that stuff.
It just seems to be what happens to franchises as they go on and on and on and on.
I'll put $20 on Top Gun 3 is going to be good.
All right.
And you have to be honest, and I'll be honest too.
Okay.
Let's talk about Godzilla.
Okay. We have it on film.
We have it on film.
Movie in a minute. It's your turn.
Okay. Let me preface. Actually, no.
Spoilers.
It'll be fine. Spoilers. Spoilers ahead.
Do you need to time yourself?
You time me.
I forgot how this works.
I'll preface it in the movie in a minute because I don't think it'll matter. Okay. So this is Godzilla X Kong, like time, like multiplied. Why does Godzilla keep doing math?
I don't know. And Kong.
X. No, it's not.
I know, but are they trying to be like, is it Godzilla times Kong?
You had Godzilla minus one, now you have Godzilla times Kong. Like,
he's smart. He laughs.
Okay, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, movie in a minute, in 3, 2, 1, go. Preface, I don't know anybody's name. So we've got monarch people who are like, we track Godzilla all the time, but oh shit, he's here. How did he get here? And meanwhile, Kong is underground and he goes deeper underground, but he couldn't have because he's in the center. So he actually goes shallower, but it's like more primordial or something. He finds these more primitive monkey people, and one of them's like, I have a whip and I have a dragon. And then they have to summon a moth to bring Godzilla and Kong together, even though they worked together in the last movie. So why wouldn't they still have that relationship? And they come down and then they're like, let's turn off gravity so they can't get through the portals. It actually helps them get into the portals. And then they fuck up Brazil and they fuck up the pyramids and they fuck up Italy and everything just gets messed up. And then at the end, Godzilla and Kong win. And that's the movie.
We need to talk about the anti-gravity scene because I was like, you guys are stupid.
Yeah, like...
Okay, let's just get this out of the way. This movie's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. Where would you like to begin?
I don't even know because, like...
Can we talk about Monarch?
Yeah, I was going to say, they set up some crazy infrastructure.
Constantly tracking, like, their whole existence.
All the Titans.
Their whole existence is to track the Titans, like, all of them. Obviously, they would have great interest in Godzilla, because that's, like, the most active one. He gets active, you know?
Yeah.
And time again throughout the movie, they're like, he's here! What? But they have, like, subs following him, and the sub that's following him is like, what is going on? Oh, beam right next to me. What's going on? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's like, how do you keep getting surprised if you're literally tracking these
yeah.
things?
Yeah. Well, what's funny is that.
And they're huge too.
To your point, there's a scene where like you can see like the screens and they have, I don't know how they've found every Titan, mm-hmm. tagged every Titan, right. track every Titan and know everything about every Titan.
Right.
But the,
I think it's all like seismic signatures and
maybe,
nuclear
you
stuff.
You can always see like Titanus Gojira,
yeah.
and he's always moving, right?
Yeah.
So on the screen, you can see that he's always
he's
moving.
He's being tracked.
And then there's a scene where literally like alarms start blaring.
Yeah.
And she's like, Godzilla's moving again. And it's like, did he stop?
Right.
Or
right.
Maybe this is like when he woke up, when he was in Rome or whatever.
Still.
But it was just like, why is that?
Also,
he's always moving.
We have many times throughout the film, we have scenes where Godzilla's like swimming. And then it'll cut to something else. Other things are going on. But it's like the second he started moving at the beginning of the film when she's talking to
Bernie,
thank you.
When she's
talking to Bernie, she's like, we got to go. Godzilla's on the move. It's like it's going to take him a few days to get across the sea.
He can't fly.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I was actually just thinking, man, it'd be really interesting to see how Monarch set up this infrastructure. And then I thought, oh, that's probably the Monarch show.
Probably.
That apparently is really good, because that sounds more interesting.
Yeah. And it's like all the details we get from anything are like super fast, just like, whoa, he's on the move. Godzilla. Oh, God. I don't know. Like, there were scenes where it was just like things were I don't know. That sounds stupid to say things were just happening.
That's this whole movie, though.
That's fair.
But it's funny because, like, they... I think we meet, I mean, it's visually impressive. Like, I mean, I still don't understand Hollow Earth. I don't like it. I think it's a stupid concept because, like.
So you've got Middle Earth, like the center.
It doesn't work.
Where we know that, like, didn't he at one point in his movie,
Skull Island?
He like jumped from one side to the other or something?
Yeah.
Didn't
like,
he do that?
There's
the center.
From what I understand is that when you get to the middle,
yeah,
gravity switches.
Correct.
So you can jump from like here to the ceiling and you'll switch.
Right.
Because there's even a scene where like they like run up something when you get to a point. But yeah, then he goes like farther in.
But that's not down. That's,
I know.
That's
it's
shallower.
It's towards
so it's supposed
the
to be like more primordial.
It says like subterranean level.
Subterranean. But it's like you're already in the middle. So like you're going less deep.
Yeah. Depending on which side of the earth you're
and
on.
And at what point in the earth's crust does the... So you got people walking up here, gravity going that way. And you got monsters walking here, gravity going that way. So at one point does it switch in the middle? So there's a point here, and a point here where it switches. You see what I'm saying?
And those vortexes are so, so strange.
So it's just like open on the bottom, right?
I guess.
It's just there. Like you can go through it. But it takes someone to go through it for it to be like open up in Cairo, and they're like, ah, it's like,
oh yeah, oh wait, no, there was one line where she says, oh, those are unmapped vortexes.
Sure. My point being, if there's this giant swirling portal, why was it not already open on the other side? Why did it need someone to go through it to like open up?
I don't know.
You see what I'm
and
saying?
You, and you know what could have been interesting? I'm not saying would have been, but it made it better. But they have those three giant crystal,
yeah,
pyramids, and then the portal opens up in Cairo. You could have made a whole thing about the pyramids or whatever. They just got like bulldozed. Just like,
they had one thing where they were like, they manipulate gravity to move large stones, and it looked like a pyramid rock.
Yeah.
So I think they were kind of going for that, but not really.
That's when it got, I know we're like at the end, but that's when it was just like, what? It was like, yeah, when they pushed the stones together, gravity's lighter. And I was like, oh, okay. How do they, they're also manipulating what? The earth? They show like, yeah, they pour this chemical into water and it expands and makes the pyramids move closer together. And I was like, no.
No?
No.
Then how do they go back apart? Like, does the chemical just dissipate?
Yeah, that's not how anything works.
Yeah.
I don't know. And, you know, what's interesting is that, so Gia, is that her name? Gia.
Okay, yeah.
Mothra girl. The old, like, Godzilla lore, there's these two twins who, like, are like avatars of Mothra. So that's based in lore of Godzilla.
Okay.
But Godzilla lore gets weird, dude. Like, wild.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Haven't we seen Mothra in this universe before?
Yeah, she died.
How'd she die?
I think she gets killed by King Ghidorah.
Okay.
King of the Monsters.
So she gets resurrected. And she's gold now. And, like, kind of summon out of thin air.
I also didn't know. I thought, is that, like, a projection of Mothra?
Right.
I didn't know if that's, like, her spirit. Nope, it's Mothra.
It's Mothra, and Mothra... So, help me. Help me understand.
I'll do my best. I don't actually know a ton.
Help me understand, because I know that... And I don't know anything about, like, moths. But I know they come from, like, caterpillars and shit, right?
I think so.
And caterpillars make, like, cocoons, and then they turn into moths. Do moths shoot webs?
I literally...
Because, like, it would make sense if it was a caterpillar and it was, cocoon. But it is a moth.
I'm not kidding. I literally said the words, oh, she's Spider-Man. Like, I literally, like, she's Spider-Man right now. Because she's just, like, pshw, pshw, webbing him up. And I was like, what the... What? And then, like,
Hey, let me get my phone. I'm going to look up, do moths... Can moths make webs?
It's just crazy because like I don't actually care about anything that's happening in this movie, and that's kind of, it gets frustrating.
Yeah.
Also, what's funny to me is that the like interference, you know, like the interference happens, whatever, and somehow it's exactly in the three pyramids. You right. know.
Inconclusive. I didn't want to go on a deep dive.
Which okay, that's fine. And then Gia has these visions, and I was like, oh, this matches the patterns. And then, like, some time happens, and what's her face? What's her name? Eileen? Dr. Andrews.
Okay.
Sees her drawing, and she's like, what is this?
Okay.
And I'm like...
So she's like, I can't make...
I saw that dream for a split second, and I thought, that's the waveforms.
I can't make sense of this. And she goes to Bernie, and she's like, you're smart. And he goes, those are the same shape. Yeah. And she's like...
Whoa. Or hold on, did she go to him because she finally realized that they were like similar? I can't remember, but it doesn't matter. It took her too long.
She took her way too long.
Wait a second, and it's like, look at them for 2 seconds, and you can see that they're the same exact shape.
Also, I understand they had like a bell that they were ringing that was making those waveforms, right? But their pyramids were also in that shape, so they were like, we need help. Let us put out a call to the universe that's in the shape of our houses. Like, I don't understand. Is it just...
That, I guess that's just their way of communicating something. I don't know. Like,
what?
Iwi technology. That's an actual line from the movie.
Yeah, Iwi technology. What? Why did they need help? Like, what was the issue?
Oh,
those monkeys were down in the deep. They weren't coming out until Kong came down there and he was like, shit, there's another one. Let's follow him.
I think that maybe, so it's because the movie had to happen.
Yeah.
But I think that they deduce, like, oh, they know Kong is getting closer and some, I don't know.
Closer to what? Unlocking an evil?
Well, the Scar King, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think, because all the while, Kong is looking for, like, he's just living his life. He's looking for his family, if you know, they think he's the last of his kind. And then,
which, by the way, he still is. Those are a different species.
Yes.
Those are not. Yes. Those are not a Kong.
They're just big monkeys.
Yeah.
That's the only thing they have in similar characteristics. But all the while, Godzilla is like charging something, killing Titans, just wrecking stuff, sleeping in the Colosseum.
It's like his.
It's his bed.
It's his cat bed.
Like, but also, like, is the Colosseum big enough? Because then Godzilla, like, stands up and it's like, that's too small.
Yeah.
Like, the Colosseum's huge.
Right.
But, like, portray their size later is, like, they're far bigger.
On the beach in Brazil?
Absolutely massive.
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 Yeah,
I agree. And it's funny because, like, when the Scar King and Kong are fighting, the Scar King looks smaller, like shorter.
Yeah.
And then on the beach, I'm like, that's the biggest Titan we've ever seen.
Yeah.
But then they all come back and they're all like bigger than him. And it's like, what is the size ratio?
Yeah, what's going on here? Did Josh shrink Rio?
I don't think I remember Kong being that big, like in Skull Island and stuff. And then what's so funny is that Godzilla, yeah, he's going around charging. And this is where I was like, how do you know this? Is when they were like, he's going to so-and-so's lair, the Titan, who's like super like radioactive. And it's just like shows a picture of the Titan. And it's like this Titan doesn't. I was like, how do you know this?
The primordial one that apparently hasn't been seen since like the beginning of time.
Yeah. And it's like when King Ghidorah was there, you didn't know that he was there. Yeah. Like what was going on? And he was apparently an alien that had been here for 10,000 years. But like you said, then this submarine is like, it's just like, let's follow him into the lair.
Yeah.
Right up on his butt. And then be like, oh shit, things are happening.
Yeah. it's like how could you not expect?
He can't even see you. How does he know that you're there?
Y'all had deduced that he was going there to kill this Titan to like take its energy. And now you're like surprised that he attacked it. Like,
yeah. Now you're surprised that he's going there to kill the Titan to take its energy.
Yeah.
But what I liked was the just pure plain writing when he emerged from the ice and was pink.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, he changed. And I was like,
yeah.
What else? Did his body change? Right. Did his physiology change? Or did he's just pink? Because I can't tell if he like got bigger or stronger, but they're like, he's changed. And it's like, I know.
So
we can see.
I was seeing this, just got out of theater, There was a family behind me. It was a bunch of kids and a dad. And normally that would be like horror scenario for me.
Yeah.
This movie, it was the funniest thing. There was a kid that every time Kong was on screen, he goes, that's Kong. Every single time. It would cut away, cut back, that's Kong. Every time.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was a kid that was like, wait, why are they taking gravity away? Like right at the end, he was like, what are they doing? Like, why are they doing that? And I'm like, thank you. You're right.
Yeah.
But there was one kid behind me that when Godzilla came up and was pink, one kid was like, he's pink. And another kid went woke. And I just thought that was the funniest thing. That was so funny. And his dad's like, shh.
Oh my.
Or I guess God. The chaperone, it might not have, you know, it could have been like a group of friends or something. But this kid just goes woke. Oh goodness. So he gets more radioactive and but again,
Godzilla
is being summoned by the
calls, yeah.
To go down into Middle Earth, which he doesn't know how to get there because he's never been there, to defeat the Scar King, who is not an imminent threat and who's been down there for like a long time.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's what's going on here.
Yes.
So, like,
we learned that because of the hieroglyphics.
I guess my question is, have they been calling for help the whole time?
I don't think so.
And that's like what's been like stirring the Titans up like throughout the years?
I genuinely think
that... Or did they just wake up and say, shit, we need to call for Godzilla right now.
Right.
Even though there's no imminent threat.
I'm trying to see here.
Because I maintain that before those rocks crumbled and the computer was like undetected area.
Yeah, yes.
It's just red like hole and it was like undetected area and the guy's like, before that happened, or before Kong went there and like pissed off the Scar King.
Nothing was going to happen.
Nothing was going to happen, right?
Yeah. So I did find this. It says the they discover a prophecy. The Scar King with a K, S-K-A-R. So it's
Scar,
like, so it's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Scar King seeks to conquer the surface world and wage war against Godzilla's species. However, Godzilla trapped him and his tribe deep within Hollow Earth.
Who trapped him?
Godzilla. It says, also states that...
Hold on. Has Godzilla been to Hollow Earth?
I guess not. Maybe that's how he, like, threw him down there. Maybe he found... He knew... I don't know.
But... He's, like, under rocks. Like, he's in his own, like, level. And there's no portals in his level.
Yeah.
So, like, did Godzilla put him down there and then, like, make rock?
I don't know.
You see what I'm saying? Like, there's, like, a layer between them.
Well, it says...
Between the layers.
Yeah. And then the weird, like, bio-organic shield of the Iwi.
Mm-hmm. Look like the, like, Titan cocoons.
Yeah, which I think it probably is. Probably the same idea. But also, like, how did they get there? How did the monkeys find them?
The Iwi?
Yeah.
How did the bad monkeys?
Yeah.
They were, like, tracking Kong after
he got
hurt.
Yeah, one guy tracked him, but it's like, it seemed like it took Kong and the little baby monkey a long time.
Sure.
To, like, get to the Scar King.
Well, it was like a day because we see them at night one night, like eating a snake.
That's true.
But yeah, so he was tracked because he was being followed, and then the baby monkey dropped a bunch of rocks because now they're in Kong's domain. So he's just like set traps, I guess.
Yeah.
Just like all over the fucking place. Mm-hmm. But then the trope where you see the hand move because he's not dead. One of them's not dead. And he followed him and then went back and.
I guess it's assumed
that a couple days have gone by.
Okay, because like the scale of stuff didn't make sense to me. Where I was like, how far are they going? You know, like how long has it been? I don't know.
What was Project?
It's just
Project Fist, Power Fist.
It's like an Iron Man suit for Kong.
What was the logic behind it? They were like, when we realized they were Titans, we wanted to make them more powerful, but it was shut down. It was like, what?
It was like they realized. Something like Mechagodzilla, like Kong was, they realized that Kong wasn't as powerful, so they wanted to make him stronger.
Okay.
And build him like an Iron Man suit. Which it, when it's delivered to him and put on his arm, it's just like an Iron Man suit. It flies in.
It flies in and goes on his arm. And I'm like, okay, he still has fucking frostbite, but... They got me because they're like, these injections will heal him right up. His hand's just like fine. Another thing, he had frostbite and his hands didn't look any different to me.
I kept looking at his arm and I was like, what happened?
And everyone's looking and they're like, ooh, that's bad. And I'm like, did y'all forget to put in injuries?
See, what's funny is that I was bracing because I don't like bones breaking.
Okay.
And yeah. I was bracing for the Scar King to like snap his arm.
Okay.
Because I knew, in the trailer, we see him with, like, the glove.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's going to need that to, like, fight because he's going to break his arm or something.
Right.
And I was ready for the Scar King to, like, kick his ass and, like,
right.
But no, it's Shimu, the prehistoric ice dragon, who I felt bad for, but I was like, who is this? I thought, that's interesting. I thought when it was charged up, I thought, oh, they have, like, have you seen Harry Potter, all those?
Yeah.
There's a dragon in, like, the last one that's, like, blind and like albino because hasn't seen the sun in forever.
Yeah.
I thought it was gonna be like a lost baby version of like Godzilla species that hadn't seen the sun and I was like, that's interesting. No, it's like an ice dragon.
Was it a turtle? I thought it might have been a turtle.
It had the face of like a snapper turtle.
And it was on four legs and it couldn't fly. But
What's funny is, so I want to talk about the hieroglyphics. I know that we skipped all of this, like the whole beginning of the movie, because I have things about like Trapper. Like, I laugh some with Brody and Trapper. I thought that they had good, they kind of worked, they had good chemistry.
I didn't.
I got some chuckles.
What do you think about Scottish Jack Black, who got eaten by the tree?
I thought he was annoying.
Didn't he look like Jack Black?
Yeah, yeah.
And he had like a Scottish accent. And
a lot of these characters, they have like one thing. He was the angry guy by the book. Trapper, who is more enjoyable, is like the hippy dippy vet person. Mm-hmm. Bernie is the conspiracy guy, and Dr. Andrews is the protagonist. And the thing is that they never deviate from any of that ever. You know what I mean? Like, there's never, until the moment he's eaten by a tree, he's like angry and by the book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He dies saying, "I'll trust my science every day of the week," or whatever, my technology.
He's saying, "I'm the one who's in charge." But it's so funny, because here's the thing, editing, if you're ever editing a movie, listen to this. He's like talking to them and he's like, "I'm in charge. I'm in charge." And then it cuts to him going, "I'm in charge." And then he gets eaten. And it's like, obviously those were different takes.
Also, there's ways to...
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, oh, yes. Yeah. There's ways to hide predictability.
Yeah.
The way he was just framed in that shot.
Yeah. He's like, I was center frame.
He's dead.
Right in between this giant, like...
He's dead.
...toothed tree.
He's dead. I'm not sure what I was even saying originally.
Sorry. I didn't
mean to. No, it's fine. I don't know what I was talking about. Oh, no. Hieroglyphics.
Yeah.
So they find this
room. Remember that cutscene in Breath of the Wild where it's like telling you like what the
hands or whatever?
Not the hand. You know what I'm talking about? The like robots that walk around?
Oh, yeah. Have you played Wind Waker?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so Wind Waker starts with like an ancient hieroglyphic like type thing, and it tells a story.
Well, there's something like that in Breath of the Wild, too.
It has words under it, but...
Okay.
This
reminded
funny
me like
me.
A shitty version of that.
Because it shows like these images, and it's like the most you could get from it, I'm sorry, is like
monkeys.
Oh, there was like there was a war, and there was like maybe like a leader, and that looks like Godzilla, and like there was like something, and they got trapped or something like that. But she's like, in ancient times there was a war, and the apes were led by the Scar King.
Yeah.
And the Scar King wanted to conquer the surface world, and so Godzilla species had a war, but they almost killed Godzilla. So he trapped them, and then now, and I was like, how are you getting any of this?
Yeah.
There's no way you can know what this is saying. It was insane. It would the amount of detail was almost like they might as well have said he has a whip and his face is a little different. He's got long arms, and I was like, just go for it, because at that point you've already gotten too much from this. And I understand that it's like the AB language, but they could show something that's like just a circle, and they're like, this means that long ago
we must bring the power amulet to the
and I was like,
it's like, huh? At 5:30 p.m. on
what?
Yeah. How so the Iwi can communicate telepathically,
of course.
Were the Iwi of Skull Island, were they able to do that?
No,
I don't think so, right? Only she was,
but like, I guess it was like still in him to an extent, because she has that to an extent, I guess.
So, how? I thought, you know what I
rocks.
Thought? I thought they were going, because they were in this room with this blue liquid, and I thought this was going to be the third movie in a row where they take the water of life and it like, gives them powers. But are they just born that way? Same DNA? Like,
born this way, baby.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I actually was like, when it showed the queen, you know, I was like, it's going to be Gia's twin, because in the old movies, there's like the Mothra twins.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's going to be Gia's twin. It wasn't. But I was like, she's still somehow, I don't know. And then she like appears at the end, like in like a golden robe. And I was like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. Like, what is going on?
Just appears. I guess maybe Mothra was carrying her. Another question.
Please.
All of the people there, all of the Iwi can read the non-Iwi's thoughts.
So they should know instantly, like...
These are not bad people.
Yeah, they're not here to kill us.
There's one thing. Yeah. The other thing, has Gia been able to read everybody's thoughts the whole time and she just hasn't told anybody?
I don't know. Also.
Yeah, let's keep going.
the specific nature of this prophecy. It was like what she says. She says, like, and then there's another part that says there will be an outsider who's still part of the EB somehow.
So Palpatine has returned.
Who will come back and who will bring Mothra back. And she will be from Skull Island. You gotta shorten that part. Other side. Yeah. But she says, like, and she will be from Skull Island. And it's like, okay, so that gives you one option. Gia.
Yeah. Yeah, so they knew.
It's like, how is this so specific? Anyway, they fight with no gravity.
Oh my God, Hunter. Like, what was going on? You had like this, it was like a fighting game. Like a tag team Mortal Kombat style. Yeah. Like,
you know what's funny? When I was watching the trailers, like when they kept dropping, I was like, mm-hmm. I was like, what is it about this other monkey that you have to have Kong and Godzilla?
Yeah.
But no, they have another Kong and Godzilla. And they're like, here's who Godzilla fights here. And I was like, okay.
They're all matched up. All
right.
So, okay. So let me, the Godzilla versus Kong, Kong versus Godzilla, whatever it was called, the last one.
That was Godzilla versus Kong.
It was over the top. It was ridiculous. I think we both agreed that the final fight scene was like pretty badass. And it looked cool.
With Mecha Godzilla?
Yeah. Minus the laugh.
happens all the time in this movie.
It was a cool fight, you know. I did not enjoy this fight at all. Like, if that's like what it's monsters fighting each other. The monsters fighting each other sucked. I didn't have fun.
I
was rolling my eyes the entire time. The entire fight.
Well, it's funny because like we only get kind of one, no, maybe like two true fights, and I think it's Scar King and Kong.
Yes.
And then we get the final chaos battle. Because we get like Godzilla beats some bug looking Titan who's alive for 6 seconds and then he just blows his head off.
Yeah.
Which I get, you're establishing the power of Godzilla. Okay, cool. We don't even really see him fight the other radioactive one, really. Do we?
Well, we see him like underwater and then his breath, and then we just see like chunks of dead Titan floating up to the surface, right?
Yeah, and then same with Kong and the giant snake.
Yeah, it's clear there were certain things that they were like, we don't really have the budget.
Exactly.
We don't want to show this.
And the fight with Scar King and Kong, I like thought that was a better fight. But then the last fight is just, it's just ridiculous. It's literally, I'm going to say a sentence.
Okay.
And I want you to just think about it, that somebody said this and some executive said, hell yeah, let's do it. So the last fight of this movie is a bunch of giant monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
One of them has a whip.
Yep.
One of them has an axe.
Yep.
And then two giant lizards.
Right.
One of them is white.
I'm visualizing. That's why my eyes are closed.
One of them is white and they can breathe ice. The other is like a giant dinosaur, has pink spikes and can breathe radioactive fire.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all fighting, but there's no gravity, so they're flying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And someone says, hell yeah. How's it work? Doesn't matter.
And then at some point, Bernie's just like in the background. He goes, EB technology. And it's like.
Also, I want to point out, and this is something that maybe like, maybe it doesn't always have to happen in films. Like, I know Chris Nolan does this, where it's like, if they say, this is going to take 2 minutes. Okay, 2 minutes in real time pass, the thing that says that's going to happen in 2 minutes happens, right?
Yeah.
It keeps it grounded, makes it real.
Right.
At the end of the film and the giant anti-gravity fight, the gravity comes back, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. During the anti-gravity thing, their ship stopped working.
Yeah.
They were flying, propulsion, gravity stops, you continue your movement, right? However much time passes, like 15 minutes, they're in this like the same spot. They would have crashed. And then gravity comes back and they're like, oh, close call. And it's like.
Didn't Mothra like catch them?
Oh, you're right. You're right. Mothra caught them.
Right. But they still would have. Mothra caught them when the gravity came back, which was like 10 minutes later, and they would have crashed. They would have, if they just kept their momentum.
Yes.
They would have crashed into a wall or
there's
something.
There's a theory like on the moon, if you throw a baseball, it'll just keep going forever.
Well, the moon has some gravity, so no.
True. If you have enough propulsion with something that's going past off, and then you turn it off, it'll keep going for a while.
Does the moon have any air, like any atmosphere?
I don't think
so. For like wind resistance?
I don't think so.
Well.
But that's not the thing. There is no gravity in this situation. Sure. There's no gravity.
Right.
So in theory, if you throw something,
yeah,
nothing is there to stop it. Gravity is not pulling on it.
But also, if they're on a thing that's flying that has propulsion, do you know how the monsters were moving through the no gravity?
They were like pushing off stuff.
Propulsion.
Yeah, like they were pushing off
so
stuff.
So like, why would no gravity just make their ship no longer function?
They don't know, but doesn't matter. They were going when it happened.
Right.
And then the engines cut off. If there's no gravity or resistance to stop you,
you just keep going.
You don't go, shh, and then slow down and start doing this.
Right.
You just
right.
keep going. You're not going to go
faster.
Until you
hit a wall. Was Mothra not able to go to the surface, or did Mothra just say, I've done my part?
No, Mothra went to the surface.
When?
Because she saved Kong from getting blown up by Godzilla. And with the pyramids. Kong went up to the pyramids to Godzilla.
Yeah. But at the end,
yeah, she
the
was
final
like,
fight,
she was like,
Mothra
nah,
was like, I've done my part.
I'm done.
Time to, it's 3:30.
Yeah.
That's my cutoff.
I was on the schedule till 3.
She's like Ryan Gosling at the beginning of Drive. You have me for 7 minutes.
Anything on either side of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're on your own. And that whole scene, dude, like I was, there was something. What happened where I was, it felt like Man of Steel, where like, what is it? Like Scar King like grabs a building and like throws it at Kong and Kong like destroys it with his axe. And it's just like, yeah. And I was like, you just killed a countless number of people. They all just died a horrible death. And you're sitting there like in a hero pose. And I was like, they destroyed Rio. Like it's gone.
Rio's fucked.
Gone.
Yeah.
Just gone. And, like, I was thinking of Batman v Superman. That's all I was making about DC. But there's a line in that when they're fighting Doomsday. It's Anderson Cooper who says, like, thank goodness it's after work hours and the downtown center is almost empty. And I was waiting for a line of that. Be like, thank God Rio is like, don't come to Rio Day. And
but
no one's dying.
They were
like,
all on the beach and stuff.
I know. I was like, so many people. I mean,
don't come to Rio Day.
Yeah. I was like, because this is, here's the thing that I think the first Godzilla kind of tackled this where it was like, I think he's trying to save us, but like, shit, look at what happened.
Wasn't there a bunch of destruction and we're like in the perspective of people who's like, who are like trying to survive the ordeal?
Yeah.
Like, that's like,
and like, even when they realize like he's trying to fight this other monster, they're still like, oh my God. Like, it was Ken Watanabe, I think he died, and he's like, let them fight. I think he's even saying like, this is awful, but like, he has to fight him. Now it's like, hell yeah, Godzilla's like, dude, people are they're all dead. So many people died.
Yeah.
And like, it's not even, the only time that that's mentioned is like when he's sleeping in the Coliseum, sorry, I'm rambling, where like, they get a call, like the Italian military is upset. And I was like, and they're like, well, tell them that they could have Godzilla awake again. And I was like, dude, Rome got destroyed. Like, people are dead.
Yeah, Rome wasn't built in a day, but it was destroyed in one.
And then they're just like, when like after Rio, it's like, oh, he saved us. Probably hundreds of thousands of people are now dead because Rio's huge and the entire city is flattened.
Did you get a notification to start moving?
Yes.
Me too.
I mean, it's been 50 minutes, so we can wrap up soon, but like...
I want to talk about
as soon as you put any pressure on this film, it just like crumbles.
The ice lizard gets on...
Shimo?
I thought you were trying to make like a... whale.
No,
like
it says Shimo.
Okay.
And what's funny is that
I thought you were making a joke of some kind.
They know because of the hieroglyphics that it's the legendary prehistoric Titan.
Yeah. that makes sense. So gets on the surface and shoots an ice beam up in the air, and I'm like, oh shit, it's gonna start raining like ice shards. It's gonna be really bad for people.
Just starts a storm.
Well, it just makes it cloudy. It's not even raining or anything. I was like, what is that? And then Godzilla does his nuclear ray, which would probably like...
I was like, that's going to be like people. Acid rain.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have nuclear fallout.
And it's just like, sunny, yay.
Oh.
We're better.
Please go see Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah.
Because that movie actually recognizes what would happen if Godzilla did a nuclear breath.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a scene with like the like nuclear fallout rain. And this is like... sunny, and they're like, yay! And it's like,
yeah,
do you know how bad that is for everybody around?
Yeah.
And what's funny is that there's one scene where like they're tracking Godzilla, because they do, and then they get freaked out because they're tracking Godzilla, where they find the footstep and they're like, it's radioactive, we have to get out of here. And it's like, dude, he's a radioactive lizard.
Right.
That's his like whole thing.
Yeah. So he So he goes
he
to
absorbs
a
radiation.
He goes to a nuclear radiator or like a nuclear facility.
Yeah.
And starts sucking up the energy, and they're like, he's sucking up the energy. And it's like, what did you think he was going there for? Like, didn't y'all know this 3 movies ago?
But also, it's like, yeah, that's the first Godzilla film, like the first attack that happens.
Was that a nuclear facility?
Like Bryan Cranston's wife dies, was that a nuclear reactor?
It's just, it doesn't make, it's regressing narratively, like
this
very,
is what happens,
very
dude.
Quickly.
This is what happened to the MCU. It like forgot itself. And it just became about, look at all these things. I'm telling you, what makes me so... I saw a trailer breakdown once, and it was Godzilla. It was this, and it was Kong, and Kong showed up. Because he's like kind of like, he's great, he's got a beard, he's bigger, but he's like seasoned, got a cut. And they're like, oh man, look at him. And I was like, this isn't a story.
Yeah.
Don't get excited. Like, it looks good. Who cares? People are just like, look how cool it looks. I don't care how cool it looks. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I even had, I like this movie more than you did, probably. I had fun, but I was like, this is just, they're just like, do anything you want.
The
like,
most literally. Fun I had was listening to the kids behind me shit on it. Because they were just like, what is going on?
They literally were like, hey, just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want. Sorry, I feel like I'm being loud, so I'm going to check on Hollis.
Also, last thing I'll say is that this movie had like, more so than the last one, because I feel like at the beginning these movies were serious, like
it
was about like destruction and
Godzilla
like
Godzilla and Skull Island are great.
Yeah, and even the last one, like it was still like, oh no, this is awful. This one was like almost like a comedy for the majority of it. Like the monkeys are laughing, and Kong is like, uh oh, I got green stuff in my hair, gotta go take a shower at the beginning.
And
like,
the first thing you see is like, ow, my tooth hurts.
Yeah,
and I was like, okay.
Yeah, like the stakes are larger than this, you know. They did that. The toothache was to bring in
Trapper,
the vet who works on Titans. How much work do you think he gets? Like, how does
he only has one client, Monarch?
Yeah, like.
And then they imply that they have history, and it doesn't come into play.
Right, and I'm like, has this person been recast?
It doesn't come into play ever again.
Also, I forgot from the last movie that Dr. What's-Her-Face was in the last movie.
Me too.
Until I looked it up. Wasn't the chick from SNL in these movies at one point? Am I crazy?
What? Which girl?
La, da, da, da. She's in like Bridesmaids.
I know you're thinking of.
No, I'm thinking of the girl from Insidious, aren't I?
She was. I thought she died.
Did she?
I thought she died.
How'd she die?
I don't know, man.
And what happened to Millie Bobby Brown? Did Millie Bobby Brown die?
No, I think she was just like, I'm done. You know what's funny is that this is not even the lowest rated one. King of the Monsters is the worst rated Monsterverse film.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, Godzilla vs. Kong got a 76. This one got a 55. King of the Monsters got a 42. And then I want to see what the other ones got. Let's see here. Godzilla Minus One, 98. Dude, okay, so Monarch Legacy of Monsters is 89%.
Great.
That's good. And Godzilla 2014 got a 76. What did Kong Skull Island? Kong Skull Island got a 76. So these are all like fine movies. This one is is, I have to ask you, do you have anything else that you want to touch on?
No. No. Ask me the question.
Zach, if we've said a lot. Like, look at this. Hold on. Look at this picture. Look at how big.
Yeah, they're in the clouds, aren't they?
They're supposed to be. Those are helicopters.
Yeah. Is that the question?
Like, that's just insane. Like, they're not. They're, anyway. Zach. But is Godzilla X Kong : The New Empire good?
No. This is an awful film. I genuinely, I am not being sarcastic right now. I have been trying, I've been sitting here this whole time weighing the options and trying to figure out if this is worse than Madame Web. And I'm not, I, because Madame Web, like we talked about, it felt like it, maybe they just put that out. Maybe they were like, yeah, let's go for it. Let's just put this out. And it feels like it, it's at least consistent. This is bad in ways that are like genuinely infuriating to me.
Mm-hmm.
This movie made me mad.
Really?
Yeah, I think this might be worse than Madame Web.
So I will say this.
92% audience score.
Yeah, I will say this. Madame Web is fundamentally a worse movie.
Okay.
Because of like...
yeah.
The eye roll was...
Yeah.
Because of just how poorly it was made... This is almost a lazier movie.
This is a lazier movie. Okay, so Madame Web, when it was coming out...
Like, this looks cool. Like, visually.
Right. We knew Madame Web was going to be bad. Everyone who went to see it knew what they were getting into.
Yeah.
People went to the theater to see this, and they came to the theater for magic. What's the whole Nicole Kidman speech?
Yeah.
And it just, it was awful, man. It was bad. I didn't like it at all. 92%, though. That's the thing, is that my taste, your taste in movies, I think...
is the minority now.
Is, but not just that. That's fine. It's so far removed from what is popular and what the general populace enjoys.
Mm-hmm. Because we like to feel and like be challenged by a film.
And we also like... movies that make sense.
That's true. Just simply that could be enough. Yeah, you know, I don't think this is worse than Madame Web. I don't dislike it as much as you do, but I cannot say it's good.
I hate it.
I cannot say it's good. I think if all you want is to see monsters doing crazy shit, not fighting.
Yeah.
Not fighting. Ridiculous stuff. You'll have a great time.
If you gave me an ultimatum, held a gun to my head, said, you either have to watch Madame Web 5 times, or you have to watch this once.
You choose
Madame Web. I would watch Madame Web 5 times.
I would too. I had more fun watching Madame Web.
I had more fun watching Madame Web.
Yeah. Whew. Not good. Well,
there you have it.
Not good. I think, is this the first MonsterVerse one that we said is not good?
Yeah. Because even the other ones that had some issues and some flaws, we were like... it was cool.
Yeah.
Because there's a level of like, why not? And a level of hell yeah that is acceptable. This
went way past
This went way past it. Yeah. And it went about it in a way that just doesn't work. And I don't know.
Hollow like, Earth is what is going to do this franchise in. Like, it makes no sense.
John Wick as a concept and all those movies are.
Is absurd.
Is hell yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, I love those movies. I don't know. They're set in a universe that like, has lore and it makes sense and it's consistent. There's no fucking Hollow Earth and then a second Hollow Earth and then a third like placenta village.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is that when it was Godzilla and Kong on Skull Island, they were removed from society remote and they developed. Yeah. That's interesting. When they're like Hollow Earth, a whole planetary system inside of our planet. You're like, this is going to crumble.
Oh, but there's another one.
But then there's another one.
They're just going to keep going. If they make another one, there's going to be another one inside that, and it's going to be like McDonald's World or something. And they're just going to be like...
I've already mentioned that.
Quarter pounder people just like running around.
If you realize that the first like 10 minutes, it was like every scene would have a title card of being like, well, now we're here, now we're here, now we're here. And I was like, I can't keep up, dude.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, it was like... Monarch Facility 1, Monarch Outpost 3, Subterranean Level, Hollow Earth, Antarctica, Rome. And I was like, just stick with something for a second. Like, I don't know where I am.
I know we're done and we're still talking about it. There was a part where Kong comes up and he's in Cairo.
Yeah, his hand, you know.
And then Godzilla hears him from Gibraltar. Where's Gibraltar? Because I don't think they're close.
It's in Britain. It's in Spain.
Okay,
so it's kind of close.
Is it?
Not that close.
Is it, Hunter? It's like the entire Mediterranean Sea away. You know what I mean? And he just like, I know you ain't coming out. This is my realm. And then he's like, and then
he's just there.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Yeah, was Kong just standing there for like days?
I do not care if Kong climbs a pyramid and roars to signal to Godzilla, I'm here. And then Godzilla, who's on the other peak of Gibraltar or whatever, he roars back and says, I hear you, I'm coming to you. That's kind of cool. Then he's just there.
Yeah.
If he is so big that he can go from Spain to Cairo in 15 seconds, he would literally, you'd see him from space.
Right, like right.
That's insane. Anyway, every movie sucks. Every movie sucks.
This one certainly does. Let me pull up Letterboxd.
I'm going to start. Here we go, okay?
Actually, I'm going to go to Rotten Tomatoes so we can get some
variety.
Yeah.
Half star, Isaac Watson. It says, as far as I remember, completely awful in basically every way possible, but we played ping pong after and I forgot all about it after 10 minutes, so that was fun. You got one? You want me to go again?
You started too soon. You gotta let me get there before you just start. Because now I'm gonna be looking through them. God, I'm so excited to record by myself next week.
So oh yeah, that's happening. Probably should mention that, shouldn't we? Are you gonna do it?
Heck yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Heck yeah, man.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I might just rant. Have you listened to Bill Burr's podcast?
No, he just rant.
Yeah, it's just him by himself, just ranting.
You can rant, but you gotta pick a movie.
Okay. Okay. These are all 5-star reviews.
Read one.
Fantasy at its best. You're transported to a new world where titans exist. You get to see your favorite childhood monsters become good guys coming to save the day. It was nonstop entertainment. The acting was top notch.
Okay.
Fun to watch for the whole family. Loved it.
Here's a good dichotomy to go right off that.
Yeah.
Fuck me, this was bad. But at least it felt totally acceptable to talk through it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, these kids were talking behind me, and I didn't mind at all.
Oh, man.
Loved the enhanced graphics, animation, and a whole lot of monster fight scene, which is what everyone wants to see. Love it.
Here's one. Sorry for my language, and then I know we're going over. This says, half star, coffin blood. You know you're in for a good time when you say, what the fuck was that shit? About 10 times in the opening 20 minutes. Held against my will from walking out. Free parking only if you see the entire movie. Otherwise, $25 to leave early. Oh, man.
Amazing. All the kaiju action you would want. Had a great time with Kong traversing around Hollow Earth, and it was pretty epic at the finale. Minus half a star because I don't care about the iwi.
Oh man, here we go. Let's see. I'm gonna do one more. That's too long.
Brilliant.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I had an amazing time with this one in 3D. All sorts of whoop ass and monsters fighting monsters from start to finish. I love Kong. He fought monsters, and this was his most badass version of fighting monsters. It's probably my favorite monster movie to date. My grandson loves monsters. Some of these sound like AI. Like, it sounds like they're just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. This is the last one. Here we go. Kind of long, so bear with me. From Ken, half star. This might have been one of the worst pieces of cinema that I've ever had the misfortune of viewing. There was nothing redeemable about this movie. Neither Mothra's presence nor Godzilla's nap in the Colosseum can make up for what I have witnessed. Holy fuck, dude. That was awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. There you go. There it is. Godzilla X Kong.
Can I say something?
You can.
I know we did this because we've done the other ones.
Are we done?
We're done with these. I'm sorry. We're done with these. Unless it is not a part of this universe. Unless it's something like Toho. Godzilla minus one.
Toho Godzilla?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was... this. I'm telling you, this is what... I'm afraid of it happens to franchises.
But we're doing Top Gun 3.
We'll do Top Gun 3.
And Top Gun 3 is going to be good.
This is what? This is Godzilla... Skull Island, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, Godzilla versus Kong, Godzilla. This is number five. So Top Gun 3 has time. Trilogies can be strong.
Yeah. Well, how many Mission Impossibles have there been?
That's the outlier, and it's got Tom Cruise. I'll give him a chance.
No.
Mission Impossible is the only one that I can think of that's gotten better and better. I don't know about better. Part of our news, actually. Hey, Shindig's news. We have our first look of him. He's running.
Yep.
He's running on set of Mission Impossible 8. And he's still... good for him, dude. I would like to do? Apparently, he's going to try and do this. I would love to see Tom Cruise do, like, an indie film. Like a character piece.
Okay.
Like, genuinely. Like, he's 62 or whatever. We know, like, he's found his niche, and it works for him, and he's great at it. And frankly, last year he had two very, very strong films, Top Gun 2 and then Mission Impossible 7.
Yeah.
I would love to see him in like a more character-driven role. I think it'd be cool. Give him an Oscar.
He's been in character-driven roles in the past.
Yeah, but not a long time.
Okay, that's fair.
Give him an Oscar before he's done, you know what I mean?
Do your parents have movies that like anytime you go over there, there is a good chance they're watching like the same movie? Like, you in the Dark Knight?
Yeah, no, my mom for a long time had My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Okay. What's the movie where Tom Cruise is like a lawyer for the military and with Jack Nicholson?
You Can't Handle the Truth.
Yeah.
Clear and Present Danger.
Okay, yeah.
Because I remember that because Jack Nicholson says the title. There was a Clear and Present Danger.
My dad fucking loves that movie. It's a good movie, don't get me wrong.
Oh, man. I would love to see him in those kind of roles. Anyway, Florence Pugh has shared a behind-the-scenes look. Not really look, just a video of herself on the set of Thunderbolts from Marvel. They're filming that. Johnny Depp and Sydney Sweeney are going to star in a new thriller by Mark Webb.
Remind me, who's Mark Webb?
Mark Webb is the director of The Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh.
Andrew Garfield's for the first
one. What else has he done? Because I didn't like those.
If
you recall, those were my least favorite.
I like the first one. Mark Webb. What has he done?
They got a guy named Webb to do the Spider-Man movies. I thought that was funny. Are you fucking kidding me?
He did 500 Days of Summer.
That was a good movie.
He did, so the first and second Amazing Spider-Man. He's doing the live action Snow White.
Okay. Didn't they already do like a Huntsman movie?
Yes. That's Snow White and the Huntsman with Chris Hemsworth, yeah. And he did a movie called Gifted.
Okay.
With Chris Evans, that was fresh, got pretty good reviews.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's happening. Johnny Depp's coming back for a movie. So here's one that I'm not excited about. I think it's ridiculous, but Freaky Friday 2 is being developed with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis coming back.
Okay. We'll see. Yes.
And the one that I'm most excited for, you sent me, we have a new trailer for Kind of Kindness, which looks rad as hell.
Yeah.
That comes out in June, I believe.
It does.
Just... visually, it looks really good.
Did you see they're making a new Happy Gilmore?
No.
With Adam Sandler and whoever played Shooter McGavin. Have you seen Happy Gilmore?
Actually, I've only seen parts of it. I'm not a big Adam Sandler person. Though I did like Uncut Gems. Stressed me out, but...
Uncut Gems, it was stressful.
It's just a different kind of humor. It's like a dated kind of humor to me. It's like Will Ferrell. Like, I'm kind of... You know what I mean?
How is it dated?
It feels like that was like that kind of humor was big like the late 90s or the early 2000s. And
did you like it in the late 90s and the early 2000s? So you just don't like it. It's not that it's dated.
Fair. I just don't like it.
Okay.
That's my news of the week. Zach, Braves Minute.
Braves.
I don't like
Braves,
doing that anymore.
Braves. Yeah, I wasn't going to do that.
Oh, shoot. Should I come
Braves, out? Braves, Braves. We're 1-0.
Hey, baby.
We scored 7 runs in an inning and won 9-3 against the fuck them Phillies.
I hate the Phillies.
Hate the Phillies more than any of our other rivals. Like I can.
It's because they're the best right now.
I can.
It's because they're the Dodgers are better, but it's because they're the ones who have like had our number the past 2 years.
I don't think that's it. I think really? I just don't like them. I don't like Bryce Harper's face. I don't like Alec Boehm and his walk-up song. I don't know.
I don't like Trey Turner. I like Turner, okay. But he...
I don't like him.
Trey Turner was a brave killer on the Dodgers, too.
And it's day one, opening day. Imagine getting tickets, going to the game. Even if you don't win, are you going to boo?
Oh, yeah. They're booing. Brutal, man.
They're booing. Now, I will say, and I don't want to generalize all Phillies fans, because you're right, Phillies fans, if you call me out on this, the Braves did throw trash on the field. They did, and I don't like that. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I don't like that. You're right. Braves fans can suck too. Mm-hmm. But like it's opening day. Don't be, I don't know. I hate the Phillies and we beat them.
I'll beat them today too, hopefully.
We're on pace for 162-0.
162-0, baby.
I was doing the math to see what is the maximum number of games that we could win the division by, because all of our division rivals are going to play each other. So they have to win some, right? It's like 158 or
that's
something.
That's amazing.
Can you imagine being 158 games up?
I actually want to look up some real fast, and then we can. Do you want whiskey? Should we go and get some?
That's up to you.
Biggest margin of victory for a division in MLB.
Don't say a word because you're going to jinx it. But look at that score.
Amazing! I love that.
So anyways, the Braves are playing well. Sean Murphy is on the IL. It's a 10-day IL stint. Hopefully that means he'll be back soon. Did you see his at-bat where he strained his...
No, I did see it, but he just, like, grabbed his thigh.
So I said, did you see it?
And you I thought you were saying, like, was there, like, something that
That's
happened?
Not his thigh either. That's his... Did you say thigh or side?
Side.
Okay. Side. Yeah, he strained his oblique.
Yep. I saw that, and as soon as it happened, I was like, he's hurt. Because like, his body language.
Yeah,
I could tell.
He dropped the bat, and he was like, I got to go over to the bench. I thought maybe he had to poop. But
The biggest margin of victory for a division was 30 games.
Okay. What did we win by last year? Wasn't it like 10 or something?
It was double digits. Anyway, go Braves.
Go Braves. We play again today. We play again tomorrow. We play again the next day. We play again...
We play a lot for the next
like
7 months. That's very, very, very brave of you.
The bravest thing I've done all week.
Cool. To whiskey.
We like to take a shot of whiskey.
I forgot to grab it.
In memoriam of whiskey.
And Jack.
And Jack, our cats, who shared their love with the world.
Yes, they did. Next time I'll grab my whiskey next time we do this. Clink.
Tell someone you hate, you love them.
Yes, because...
Is that like our thing
now?
Yeah. Tell someone you hate, you love them.
Because it's just, life's too short to hate, man.
Can you imagine someone that you like legitimately, legitimately don't like, and you're like, I fucking love you.
Okay, so next week, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be in Disney World.
You're gone.
And Zach's going to do an episode. Are you going to have somebody on or are you just going to do it by yourself?
I think I'm going to do a solo recording.
I love that.
Just me. I'll do video.
You want to come over here? You should just come over.
No, I probably won't do that. Is everybody going or is it just you?
No, it's just me and Hannah and Hollis.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I figured. I'll do it at my place.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I'm going to do a...
The only thing...
I don't know what movie I'm going
to
do yet.
The only rule, like, you can rant, whatever, but it has to be about a movie.
Okay, yeah.
It's the only rule.
Yeah.
And then we'll plan... We haven't even planned it. April, yeah. I don't even know what's coming out.
I'm trying to think of what a good movie to do would be, because it can't be something that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, I can't... I could do... What if I did The Dark Knight?
I would be so mad.
Can you imagine?
We would just do it again. Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, yeah.
That's so funny. Okay, cool. You want me to do where they can find us?
I don't know where they can find us. You know this. I'm offline.
You can find us at butisitgoodpodcast@gmail.com, but BIIGpodcast@gmail.com, BIIGpodcast on X. You can find us at butisitgoodpodcast on Instagram, TikTok and YouTube. You can find me at Hunter Callahan Music. You can find Zach. He's not online, but he has a profile. Zach with an H to the number THA.31. Zach to the future .31. And like and subscribe and stuff. And go see this if you want to. Or you can watch Madam Web instead and have a few drinks.
Wait until this is like...
streaming on Max?
Yeah, on Max or something. Yeah, that's my recommendation.
Go Braves.
And if you have a problem with it, HBO, Warner Brothers, make a better movie. But is it good podcast? Yeah.